This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Dr. Darren J. Beatty is our guest at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter, Evolver.com. He'll be with us another 10, 15 minutes, and then Roger Stone is coming up. He wants to get into election fraud in 2022, and some big news he's got. When Roger reaches out, it's always big news. Usually it's me just getting him on for some subject I've got that's usually pretty important as well, so that should be very informative. But going back to you, Doc, I've been asking a lot of the questions here. I've got a lot of points to make, but what else is on your radar screen concerning January 6th?
Well, I'd like to see all of these events and all this research play out to its conclusion. As you know, there are a number of people that Revolver have highlighted in terms of the curious federal protection that they seem to enjoy. And some of these people are very senior members of the key militia groups imputed to 1-6. So we're looking at the issue very carefully, and we hope there's some kind of resolution that that actually, you know, brings to bear without any question what actually went on about 1-6. And it's so important. And it's not just about absolving people languishing in prison for nothing. It's much bigger than that. It's about absolving over half the country of suspicion of being domestic terrorists. And it's about undercutting the very narrative that the government and its apparatchiks in the media are using to promote this new domestic terror 2.0 narrative. And so there's a tremendous amount at stake, and it all comes from looking at these little details and pointing out, look, we're doing major investigative reporting showing that everything that the government and the media has told us about 1-6 is a lie.
Well, Doctor, there's no doubt that it's unprecedented, not just in history, but world history, when a major country says we're basically listing moms that protest racial brainwashing, racist brainwashing as terrorists and all the rest of it. And with a straight face, they say, yes, this is the big threat. That clearly this is an authoritarian, illegitimate regime that is now trying to sell the public on the idea of engaging in commissar-type political police operations. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 9.7. I mean, what they're attempting to do is as bad as it gets, and then where it leads us is hell on earth.
No, I think it's absolutely right. And what this shows is effectively wokeness is the de facto official ideology of the American regime, or what I've come to call the globalist American empire. And you see that in every dimension of American life. You see that in every major institution in America. Wokeness is the de facto official religion. In fact, spokesman for the State Department just came out celebrating how they have, you know, gender neutral designations now on our passports. So it's a full spectrum development. It's across every institution. It's across every sector in society. This is the new ideology of the American regime, of the globalist American empire. And I think there are two very important takeaways that people should know who object to these developments. And everyone wants to change the issue. A lot of us are angry about it, but there are two things to really understand, and this is directly connected to this narrative of 1-6. And that one is what you began with earlier, that for the most part, all of these militia organizations in the United States, if they're not explicitly honeypots, they are functionally honeypots. And so people need to be very careful about these groups, because what a perfect idea to just set up a militia, say, hey, we're set up for the express purpose of, you know, breaking laws and reformulating it as, oh, we're adhering to our oaths, but we're really about, you know, people willing to break laws. It's a
perfect idea. And then they've got the little fake army they control to be the trigger to bring in real martial law.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is one very specific thing people need to understand, that militia groups are heavily infiltrated. They're honeypots. Basically, stay away. Be careful about it. The second, which is a broader extension of this thesis, is that the national security state's injection into domestic political arena is a major, and I would say the preeminent bottleneck to any progress being made politically within the domestic sphere.
Stay there. Let's talk about that back in 60 seconds. You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus. That is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the Infowar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfowarStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks. So there is a foreign multinational globalist force taking the country over. They need to provocateur a fight with an American resistance that they control, so they can discredit a resistance so that a real resistance doesn't politically take back things peacefully. They want it to be violent. They know what Jesus Christ knew and what Martin Luther King Jr. knew and what Muhammad Gandhi knew was true, that if we have the superior political philosophy and idea of a free market, American, pluralistic, classically liberal society, their leftist, corporate, globalist, fascist system won't succeed. So they're wrapping all their surveillance and all their tyranny and all their race division promotion in the wokeness. So the private Federal Reserve is destroying the currency, but they put out press releases about being woke. And then you've got hundreds of city attorneys and county attorneys and district attorneys put in by Soros and others that are literally letting murderers out of jail. They're letting people that rob banks and pistol whip people out the next day. A young man in a leftist city in North Texas shoots three people, and they release him in a couple hours, and he doesn't even, and they're still in the hospital. I mean, this is the destabilization of the country, and here it is. Judge Amy Jackson released a January 6th defendant from pretrial custody after he disavowed Trump in a letter. His lawyer suggested a political conversion. I've never seen anything like this, says Cernovich, and I've got the article right here. They even said that, well, his mental process is different, so we're letting him go. For thought crime, another one, Capitol Police do open field offices. You know about that around the country. So they're just expanding all of this, and it's so incredibly dangerous that they've gotten to this point. So I think that's what Dr. Darren Beatty was getting to, and how it's impossible as a nation to function with these type of things going on. So what can you do? What can I do? What can Trump do? I mean, I guess you've done so much just with Revolver by taking it on and exposing it. You've got congressional hearings now with the attorney general being grilled on just this subject. So it looks like there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. And I think really the title of your media empire really underscores the operative place to focus, and that is the InfoWar. The InfoWar is all that matters. That's where everything real happens. It's all about narrative control. And what I'm very proud of in relation to what Revolver.News has been able to do, apart from our, I would have to say, world-class investigative reporting, is that we've been able to shape and drive narratives and therefore participate successfully in the InfoWar. Now, in light of a lot of our reporting, it's a major narrative on part of the national discourse that, yes, the feds and the government probably played a key role in the events of 1/6. I think really focusing on the InfoWar, learning how to play it in a very sophisticated way, understanding all the dimensions of information and its distribution, that's the only way we can hope to win. It's not about focusing on militia groups that are controlled by the feds. It's probably at this stage not even very optimistic in terms of winning elections, because again, we have this machine, we can win elections, and how often does that translate into what we actually think it does? You need to understand where the bottlenecks are, and as I laid out, and as you've been an expert on for decades, one of the biggest bottlenecks here is the American's national security state. We need to really figure out a way to bring it under control, bring it under heel. And one of the first steps toward that is kind of successfully unplugging this kind of dispositional right-wing conservative veneration of the national security state and getting them to understand these guys are not your friends. These people hate you, in fact. These people are conducting war on you. They've declared you domestic terrorists. So stop saluting them. Stop worshiping them. They are not your friends. And
that's right. I mean, I remember people fetishizing all of those people like Milley and the rest of them. And these guys are true and true globalists. They are corporate elitists. Yeah, the rank and file military are the best people you'll ever run into. A lot of them are my friends. But they'll tell you on top, it is a woke litmus test to get out the good people, and they are turning the U.S. military completely into a weapon of war against the American people. And you said it. I mean, we just need to have a huge awakening here in America to this, and then withdraw our consent from it, and then not be suckered into violence against it, because that's what they want. And so people are like, you're not tough. You don't want to have a war with these people. It's a ideology of corruption. It's a system of global corporations. It's a devaluation of the dollar. It's the corporate media waging war on us. I mean, this is a serious long-term scientific takeover, and only waking up and pulling back and getting a 35,000-foot view of the globalist system gives us any chance. I mean, you have to see the matrix to get out of the matrix. You can't just fight different tentacles of it.
No, absolutely. And unfortunately, it takes some education. It takes some, a very effective command of the info word. Because, again, it's like there's a reason that a lot of the best critics of the national security state come from the left. And that's because the leftist psychological disposition is to critique structures of power. And those on the right want to venerate institutions like the military, like the national security state.
But now notice how it's flipped. The left hated the national security institutions and all of it because they didn't fully control it. Now that it's theirs, they worship it.
True. Unless, there are some outliers, people like, Glenn Greenwald and Assange and all this. These were some of the classic critics of the national security state. And one thing I really like about Revolver.News is we're helping to do that on the right. We're helping to provide the necessary software updates, as it were, on the right to understand this new political era that we're in which the national security state is very much at war.
Do you think Trump finally gets it? Because in hindsight, he said, my God, these generals lied to my face. They were leftist scum the whole time. I mean, I think for Trump, this was quite the educational process because he was naive about how bad a shape America was in. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, Trump really tried hard, but I think they're really scared of him if he got back in now with an even bigger landslide, because he would definitely not make a lot of the same mistakes.
Well, I certainly hope that's true, and I await with an open mind to see evidence of it. There's a lot of mistakes, and again, it's like Trump thought, I guess, with some sort of, we can sympathize with his thinking a little bit. He thought these generals were General Patton. That's what he thought, just in the same way that a lot of people think the CIA is James Bond, but it's entirely fictional. The Pentagon is not, full of Patents. They would probably be the first to expel Patton and probably throw
him in jail. The Pentagon killed Patton. The Pentagon killed him.
And the CIA is certainly not full of James Bond. So, their info word has been very good. They've been very effective in the PR arena, but that's just not what these institutions are. And they're able to keep roping conservatives in. And the next big thing is all they have to do is talk about China and the threat from China, and I guarantee so many conservatives will come just crawling right back to the national security state in light of this new Cold War with China. They're going to say, okay, they're talking about China now. Even though the American national security state has declared war on me, I'm going to side with them because they're talking about China,
right,
and the Uyghurs and such.
Well, Dr. Beattie, congratulations on... I mean, it's not about credit, but credit is due if people know who is most effective with the truth. You have brought this front and center, be a big issue in America, and that cripples their attempts at provocateuring and false flags. It cripples their attempts to start this fight and lays the American people as the new enemy and instead take the initiative back. It's really blown up in their face right now. And so they're really on their heels, and you're owed a lot of credit for taking on this very, very tough subject, because I know the minions of the system come after you when you touch this rail, other provocateur operations. They get very, very pissed and very, very aggressive. Revolver.news, thank you so much, Doc.
Thank you.
All right, Roger Stone is waiting in the wings and is about to take over with big breaking news, and nobody knows about him trying to set you up like Roger. In fact, I've got all the articles here. They're trying to set he and I up right now. He's been subpoenaed by this kangaroo thing in Congress, supposedly quarterbacking the attack on the Capitol, which he wasn't even at. So we'll talk to Roger about that. But first, 2022 elections and a bunch of electoral news that he wants to cover when we come back. Infowars.com, one of the final outposts in the fight for the Republic and human liberty. Yeah, big awakening's happening, but is it happening fast enough? That's why. Don't sit on your laurels. Spread the word today. It's an info war.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale will also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
From the incredibly important 2022 elections. We know there was a coup. We know there was fraud. It's overwhelming. And now we know they've declared even people protesting at school board meetings as terrorists. And the National Education Association operative that put that postulate forward has now been brought and put on the National Education Board by Obama. And that's who runs the White House, is Obama in his third term here. He thought Roosevelt was the only president to serve three terms. Think again. Here we are. And Roger Stone, the guy that got Trump to run for office, the guy that has been one of the number one enemies, if not the number one enemy, of the left in this country and embattled, and of course, former co-host of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, joins us. He's got a lot of news on the electoral process, on what's coming up, on what's happening, and of course, the January 6th witch hunt. The new improved witch hunt, trying to claim that Roger and I were scheming the attack on the Capitol with absolutely no evidence. It just gets crazier and crazier. So, Roger, thanks for coming on with us, my friend.
Alex, it's great to be here. I feel like I'm back home. First of all, I guess I'd like to observe the fact that my good friend Sean Hannity is not completely correct when he says journalism in America is dead. There's one guy who's actually practicing legitimate journalism, and that's my friend Darren Beatty at The Revolver. And he has been a fountain of truth when it comes to the entire January 6th fiasco. He is a bold, fearless reporter who prints the truth. So if you're not following Revolver, you need to. They really understand exactly what happened on January 6th, and their reporting has been without parallel. Also have to salute my friend Tucker Carlson, who's had the cojones to put Darren Beatty on the air and let him expose the truth, not to mention InfoWars. So, Alex, the most important thing I want to talk today, the thing I'm really outraged about, is a statement by a gentleman named Wesley Wilcox. Now, Wesley Wilcox is not just the supervisor of the Marion County Board of Elections here in Florida. He's also the chairman of the State Association of Supervisors of Election, and he has put forward an incredible memo in which he tells everybody to shut up and pipe down about the question of election integrity. Nominally a Republican, Wesley Wilcox actually says free speech is a threat to democracy. No, Mr. Wilcox, I think you have this exactly backwards. Free speech is what preserves democracy. And he's already gone so far as to say, nobody's going to audit my elections, and people need to stop talking about election integrity. I think this is a setup. You see, Marion County is partially in the district that is in which my friend Laura Loomer is running for Congress. So what is it Mr. Wilcox has in mind? Let me point out that the last time Laura Loomer ran for Congress in a hopelessly blue district, she won on Election Day, she won in early voting, and she was only swamped in the mail-in votes. No Republican has ever won in that district on Election Day.
That's right. They're scared of her, and they're all. And this guy's a microcosm. They're all over the country, Republicans and Democrats, but also Republicans saying, don't question elections. That's something we have a right to do. That's something Democrats have always done. So, again, this is outrageous.
No, it really is, and I think it is a setup. Now, I think we can tell whether Mr. Wilcox is up to dirty business because they have upcoming municipal elections in Marion County, and I'm going to be monitoring those very, very closely. You know, people may not be aware of it, but there's a terrific group here in Florida, Defend Florida, that is working day and night to audit the last elections and turn up overwhelming evidence of fraud. If you're not following...
Sure, so I think he protests so much. I mean, let's not look at elections. I'm not going to allow audits. Well, that's by law you do that. I mean, that's very suspicious.
We have 1 million phantom voters in the state. 1 million people who are on the voting rolls who don't really exist. It's really incredible. And you can already see that you have Governor Ron DeSantis up in 2022. He is the number one enemy of the deep state. He's led on masks. He has led on censorship. He has led on election integrity.
They want to discredit him. They want to use him as an example.
Absolutely. They want to show what happens to governors who stand up to the deep state. Soros and his pals will drop $1 billion into Florida to try to take out Ron DeSantis. Now, look, his election integrity package is not perfect. His internet censorship package is not perfect. But when it comes to COVID,
we better all get behind him 110%. It's like Senator Cruz isn't perfect. Would you rather have Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, look, I'm 100% for Ron DeSantis. But let me stress, Defend Florida, which is a totally grassroots group here in Florida, is doing the hard work with volunteers in every county, and they're uncovering extraordinary results. There are 1 million people on the Florida rolls today who literally do not exist.
And by the way, that's the good thing that's coming out of you and Mike Lindell and all the listeners fighting hard is all over the country we're finding the real evidence so we can hopefully ferret it out and stop it before the midterms. How do we save this country? How do we get more election integrity so they can't pull the scam?
Well, first of all, let's let Mr. Wilcox know we're watching. You can call his office at 352-620-3290 and respectfully, don't yell, don't call anonymously and hang up. We don't do crap like that. Tell him your name and express your disappointment that he thinks these are his elections. These are not his elections. He says, no one's touching my vote.
Okay, well, tell everybody the county, tell everybody his name, and then give out his number again.
Yes, his name is Wesley Wilcox. He's the supervisor of the Marion County Board of Elections, but more importantly, he's the chairman of the Statewide Association of Supervisors of Elections. His number is 352-620-3290. Now, we don't like anonymous calls. We don't like yelling. We don't like insults. Don't call him and tell him he's a piece of crap. Call him and tell him you object to his public statements. These are not his elections. These are our elections, and free speech does not damage democracy. Free speech is what preserves democracy. This guy is nominally a Republican, but Alex, I think he's getting his talking points from the Democratic National
Committee. Well, sure, we know, just like the governor of Georgia, that there are these Republicans that know there's fraud, but if they play nice, they get left in power.
Look, what I see here is an effort to defraud Laura Loomer in her next election. They are deathly afraid of this woman because she's got guts and because she's coming and they know it. She's going to knock off a rhino in the primaries coming up, and part of her district is in this county. So he's trying to prepare us for the fact that there's going to be shenanigans, just like there was in Palm Beach County, where I believe she was cheated out of a congressional seat in the last election. So I'm going to be watching these elections coming up in the municipal elections to see if he's monkeying with the results. And let me tell you, Mr. Wilcox, I have got a platoon of lawyers ready to bring you to court, and the citizens of Marion County won't stand for shenanigans in the upcoming elections. Not for a
second. And you brought lawyers in and decided some big elections before, Roger. Another reason the Democrats hate you. And I know you made comeuppance for it, but you didn't know that George W. would be just as bad as Al Gore, but you helped, you know, with that whole election. And so you're not playing games. And speaking of the devil, we're going to come back and talk about elections. Do you think Trump is going to be able to run and defeat that little devil, Joe Biden, we've got in there? But can Joe Biden even hang on and stay in there much longer? We'll get Roger Stone's take on all of this on the other side. And Roger, what's the best website for people to find everything in Stoneland?
StoneColdTruth.com, StoneColdTruth.com. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I'll be on Lindell TV to talk more about this. People need to know what's going on in Florida because it's a...
Absolutely. Stay there. Yes. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stone has got the answers for us. Is Trump really planning to run in 2022? Because, you know, the election's in 2024, but how is he going to be involved, engaged in the midterms? Because that's obviously already getting him ready to run in 2023 to make his announcement or even earlier. And what do we do to make sure that we can get Trump to run? And what does Roger Stone think is going to end up happening with Joe Biden, who we knew was an individual over his expiration date? But the deterioration is so accelerated now that when Roger and I first 3 years ago, you know, said that the presumptive candidate had another stroke and had cognitive problems, we were censored and attacked. But even by the campaign, it was completely evident. Now it's beyond even a bad comedy. So those issues are obviously intertwined, Roger.
Yeah, Alex, you're absolutely right. Look, there's been a kind of an evolution in my thinking here. I'm a veteran of 11 national presidential campaigns. And previously, I did not think the president would run or that he should run. I've completely changed my view. I now recognize that he is, without any question, our strongest candidate. He's the only one who can keep the entire America First movement united. The left fears him even more than they fear Alex Jones or Roger Stone. They're not big fans of ours, in case you didn't know that. By the way, this t-shirt triggers the left more than anything other than a Roger Stone did nothing wrong t-shirt. I wear this to the supermarket. People go out of their minds, out of their minds. It just triggers the left. So if you don't have an InfoWars t-shirt, go to the website and get one now.
By the way, that's one of our best sellers forever. It's been out about 6 years. It's bright red on navy blue. InfoWars.com and InfoWars.com on the shoulder and the back. And yeah, I think that's called the InfoWars in your face shirt. But definitely that will drive them crazy, Roger.
Well, and if you want to get your Roger Stone did nothing wrong t-shirt, go to RogerStoneStore.com, RogerStoneStore.com, and you can get it there. Or go to StoneColdTruth.com in the store there. But you need to have one of these, because if the country goes to hell, you can sell it to the Smithsonian for a couple million bucks, ultimately.
Well, I mean, you know, we may get shut down. You may get shut down. I mean, we've been in this fight so long, you longer than I, that we've kind of gotten friends with our destruction. We've kind of become acquainted with it. But, man, I mean, this is an authoritarian nightmare. You were talking during the break, though, about the election fraud and not knowing if Trump would run because of that.
Yeah, I think this is a legitimate question that the former president, current president, has to face, which is, how do we guarantee that he could run a letter-perfect campaign, raise all the money he needs, outwork, outfox, outcampaign them, as he did in 2016, have an incredible comeback, as he did in 2020, and then get cheated out of it because we do not have a free, fair, honest election. And Florida is ground zero. We cannot get to 270 electoral votes without Florida. That's why I love what Defend Florida is doing. This is a great group, grassroots group, is going into each county and auditing to find fraud. There are 1 million phantom voters in the state, 1 million people who don't exist. This is really simple. The State Board of Health, when somebody dies, they should be automatically removed from the rolls. They should not be left on the rolls. No, that's not fraud. That's not Jim Crow. There's nothing racist about that. It's logical. But the left doesn't respect logic. They don't respect the Constitution, and they don't respect the law. So the president's got to face a legitimate question. What will be the measure? Here, it's pretty simple. 2020 will tell the story on 2024. If we don't have an honest election, if the Democrats overwhelmingly sweep the House and the Senate with gas prices going up higher than Hunter Biden, going up faster than the scale when Brian Stelter steps on it, which is what's happening when we're being humiliated around the globe, when we're being told we're heading to another shutdown to destroy our economy, suddenly we have food shortages. We didn't have any food shortages when Donald Trump was president. Suddenly we have supply chain problems. Guess what? We didn't have any supply chain problems when Donald Trump was president. We had the most robust, productive economy in American history. And they are dismantling it as quickly as they possibly can. So I think he has to run. I think he must run. I think he's the only person with the cojones to take these people on frontally and beat them. But what if he beats them again, but we can't get an honest count? 2022 will tell us the story for 2024.
Roger, around somewhere, oh, there it is, one of my friends, Richard Reeves, saw that in Austin, Texas. Somebody stuck "I did that" bumper sticker on the gas pump. So InfoWars is printing a bunch of those right now to put free in all of our orders. That's really smart, but at the same time, it's scary. It's up to $5 plus a gallon for unleaded in California. It's up to $4 in Texas. So again, with him having the lowest approval rating in modern history since World War II, since they started doing approval ratings, and even those are mainly Democratic voters they poll, so it's probably higher. Where does this go? What happens to the Democratic Party? Because they're trying to brand this idea that all their opposition are terrorists and soccer moms at the PTA are terrorists. That doesn't seem to be going too well. I don't remember a political party in America that declared its opposition terrorists before. That doesn't seem to be a very good plan.
Well, first of all, Richard Reeves is a great American. You won't remember this, Alex, but I wouldn't even know you if he hadn't introduced us. And I pray for his good health every day. He's a patriot. You're absolutely right. The Democratic Party has declared war on the middle class. They've declared war on the American people. So if you're a parent and you're concerned about your kids reading hardcore pornography in the ninth grade or in that sixth grade, and you go to a school board meeting to object, well, they drag you out because you're a domestic terrorist. No, parents have a right to speak up for their children.
Roger, I had never in my life at 47 seen an image of children having sex. And then in Austin at the library, we went and checked to see if they have these books. They're there. And I looked at it and I felt abused. This is what they're putting in seventh and eighth grade libraries is literal images of adults screwing children.
No, and look, a great piece by my friend Jacob Engels at the Gateway Pundit today. He went to an Orange County school board meeting. He tried to read aloud the book that they actually have in the library for children, and the police dragged him out. There were no children in the room. Everybody was an adult. So this filth that they're pushing, it's okay for the kids, but we don't want the adults to hear it.
Oh, exactly. I can't put this on broadcast TV. We're on a lot of stations, and I understand. I agree. Okay, it's an adult show, but we're not vulgar. We don't. But, I mean, if they're showing it to sixth graders and seventh graders, then sorry, it should be on national TV. That would end it real quick, Roger. But, oh, no, no, we show it to children only, not to adult audiences. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, no, it's truly, truly sick. And you know what? I blame not the Democrats. I blame the feckless, gutless, weak-kneed, spineless establishment Republicans. They're the ones who should be ashamed. Because they won't get on board for the American First agenda. They won't stand up for honest elections. They want to go along with the fraud that, oh, no, there was no irregularities, no improprieties in the last election. You're crazy if you say that. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, we're conspiracy realists. We go where the facts lead us. So the other day I said in a speech that inadvertently I said millions have been injured or damaged by the COVID-19 vaccinations. No, I wasn't wrong. I was just premature. That's all.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, actually, it's come out that hospitals are filled with people that took the shots. They go, they have these mystery illnesses where they can't breathe, and it's like COVID, but they don't have COVID. It's called ADE, antibody dependent enhancement, Roger.
No, it's exactly right. And even the CDC says their estimate of the number of the deaths is 1% of the national total. So if there are 20,000 deaths, you do the math. This is a fraud upon the American people. We know that there is no liability for those vaccinations, for those who made them. We know that there have been no clinical trials. And we know that Tony Fauci lied under oath to Congress about it. So when are 29 FBI agents storming his home at 6 o'clock in the morning? That's my question. And we can knock it out of the park on the other side.
That's right, Roger. I've got a bunch of questions and a bunch of items I want to cover. But what do you want to hit next when we come back in a few minutes?
Well, I think we have to touch on January 6th, the incredible work being done by Darren Beatty at the Revolver. And kudos to you, Alex, you and Tucker Carlson, who have the courage to put him on the air so he can tell the American people.
Stay right there. That's exactly.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Then Owen Schroyer takes over with the war room. Owen's been arrested and charged with attacking and entering the Capitol, something he didn't do. They're trying to get Roger and I arrested. And I haven't got to this yet, and I'm not going to dig too deep into it until I'm ready to talk about it. But there are articles like the one in the Rolling Stone that came out earlier this week that's very long. Exclusive January 6 protest organizers say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and the White House staff. And then they're quoted by the Rolling Stone and others as saying they were mad when Trump said go to the Capitol and that that was just too much for them. Well, I saw all the organizers praise that and say that was great and go, woo, woo, because I was there with them in the second row. They were all sitting around me, all of them. All three groups that didn't like each other. And I saw them all run down there and run down to the Capitol all excited. So, and then I see these articles like, look, here's Roger Stone and Alex Jones at this hotel. We found the secret war room. And there's Alex Jones in the interviewing General Flynn. And they got photos of, here is the hotel photos. And you can tell this is the same room Jones was in. We never hid the fact that we were in that particular hotel. But the idea that we're like in their meeting to attack, and now we know why the day of the event, the next day, January 6th, they sent a SWAT team to Roger's door. But Roger said, this is BS. This thing's badly handled. This is out of control. He couldn't even get to the crowds to the Ellipse. So he got on an airplane and left and said, I advise you to basically get out of there. This is idiotic. He said, this is a cluster FU-CK. So I'm gonna leave it at that, and I'm not trying to give an inside baseball. We've talked about this before, Roger, but I mean, I used to laugh at them calling you a Russian agent, and then they indicted you. and then falsely convicted and you were pardoned. So I'm not laughing now. Even though I know none of this is true, they are literally obsessed with you and I and Trump and Gozer and a few others claiming we all schemed for January 6th when it was the FBI and others that clearly helped run that fiasco, not us.
Yeah, no, this is actually a historic moment. The Washington Post, for the first time in 40 years, has actually accurately reported something regarding me. If there was a war room in the Willard Hotel, I don't know about it. I wasn't there. I know nothing about it. I wasn't there on the Ellipse. I wasn't there at the Capitol. I don't know anything about it. I denounced the illegality as soon as it happened. It was stupid, counterproductive. Now, ABC News has tried to smear me through guilt by association because I had my picture taken with somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who might have been arrested. The Washington Post actually correctly reported, I don't know anything about a war room. I wasn't there. I know nothing about it. This is part and parcel of the same false
narrative. They call it a war room. I had a suite to do interviews. That's what I do. I'm a news person. Like they ask, why did Jones have the rooftop by the Capitol rented? Because anybody can go there. I was up there with 30 different news agencies, and we rented a little outdoor area. We didn't even. I mean, it's like why does Jones have satellites? Yes, we went to cover the event. Yes, I'd rented it many times before and done the show from the damn rooftop. It's not a war room. The show is called War Room, which means a political war room.
Well, and the real war room is with Owen Schroyer later in the day, not the fake war room. By the way, this has to be disposed of. This Steve Bannon question is really extraordinary. All Steve has to do is say the following. I assert my Fifth Amendment rights not to be questioned. They can't charge him, and they can't compel him. Why is he being a drama queen? Well, I'm not really sure what that's all about. Just assert your Fifth Amendment rights. No one in their right mind would go before this committee under oath knowing that it's a rigged deal.
Hey, I know you used to admire Bannon, but you know, back during the campaign when Trump first got elected, then later towards the end you got concerned. Is there any way for you and Bannon to bury the hatchet?
No, he testified against me falsely. Look, he told the House Intelligence Committee he never spoke to me regarding WikiLeaks or Julian Assange. And on the stand as a star witness for Robert Mueller, he said that, oh, he only talked to me about it in every single phone conversation he had. So he was prepared to send me to die in a dank Georgia prison. And no, I'm not getting over that. Sorry. Just not getting over it.
I understand. I understand. It's just he does do a lot of good work, as you know. So do you. And that is wrong. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he should answer for that. I mean, he should explain how he testified that you weren't talking to WikiLeaks, but later he did.
Well, look, I've challenged him to come here on InfoWars. That's fine with me. Come at Stone Cold Truth if you want to meet me at Real America's Voice, where he has a show. He doesn't respond. But you can read in the New York Post, even Jonathan Turley, the George Washington University law professor, who's a liberal, read his testimony before the House committee, read his testimony on the stand where he was working with Robert Mueller, and it's very clear that he lied in one place or the other. That's what they charged me with, lying to Congress, even though no misstatement that I made to Congress was either material or relevant or hid any underlying crime.
Yeah, well, listen, let's talk 35,000-foot view here. We need Trump to run. He's not perfect, but I know he means well and he wants to save America. Obviously, he's the best guy. DeSantis, I think, is pretty good as well. But went to Yale. You know, that's a little bit of a strike against him. How do we make sure Trump runs? Even if they're going to try to steal it, we need him in there to create a huge surge that, you know, only a giant landslide can override a fraud slide. So we've got to get Trump to run. He's been exercising a lot. He looks better than he did even a year ago. I know you talk to the big guy a lot. You know, a few months ago you said no. He's going to run, and that's what he was saying then. The media did not pick that up because they don't like that news, but they're definitely scared. Fiona Hill, Prince Valiant, you know, is saying it's the end of America if Trump basically gets reelected. We must have Trump run again, shouldn't we?
They're so afraid of him. It's so obvious that they're afraid of him. That's why you had this New York witch hunt trying to knock him out. That's why they're constantly investigating when there's nothing to investigate. He strikes fear into the heart of the deep state because he's beaten them twice and they know it. So he's my first choice. I want to be absolutely clear about that. And I pray that he runs. But I've also made it very clear that if he chooses not to run, I am going to launch a national effort to draft General Michael Flynn. He is a man of destiny. He is a Bible-believing Christian. He believes in the U.S. Constitution. He's fearless. He proved that on the battlefield where he saved other soldiers and put his own life on the line.
Absolutely. Flynn's the real deal.
He is. And he, look, I don't think he wants to run for president. But you know what, Alex? Dwight Eisenhower didn't want to run for president either. And he's one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime. Brought us unprecedented peace and prosperity. So, look, if Donald Trump doesn't run, and I pray to God that he does, because he's our best candidate, I'm very clear. I'm going to try to draft General Michael Flynn, whether he likes it or not.
Well, I'm in the same boat, because we didn't think Trump was going to run 6 months ago, and now it looks like he is. Wow, what are they going to throw at Trump to try to keep him from doing it? Because, you know, if they mess with him too much, that'll only make him stronger.
Well, now they're investigating his golf courses in New York, having found nothing in his business, having charged an 80-year-old, CFO, Alan Weisselberg, who, by the way, is one of the most honest guys I've ever known, known him for 30 years. Oh, he used an apartment when his place was being renovated, and he didn't report that. And he had use of a car. These are not exactly capital crimes. Anthony Fauci went before Congress, and he lied about the origins of a virus, for the vaccination for which has damaged or injured thousands of people, probably hundreds of thousands of people.
But he knowingly weaponized the virus. He should be arrested immediately.
When are 29 FBI agents charging his home at 6 o'clock in the morning? When is he being gagged so that he can't respond to the charges against him? I don't think that's going to happen. This guy's an epic criminal. Let me be very clear. I've had it up to here with Anthony Fauci.
For radio listeners, he did that up to his waist. All right, Roger, again, where do people find their Stone Cold Truth t-shirts? Where do they find their Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirts?
Well, the worst part about this, Alex, is that the president and I are being sued in a completely bogus lawsuit by the Lawyers for Civil Rights, not a group funded by Soros.
Oh, yeah, you're being sued for running the attack on the Capitol. I know. They're trying to destroy us all, so you need people to support you at StoneColdTruth.com.
Or go to StoneDefenseFund.com. I got to pay for my lawyers. StoneDefenseFund.com. They don't keep coming. I've already won. I've prevailed in 11 lawsuits that I've gotten dismissed. But I have 6 more that I have to fight out.
Oh, I got it. And if folks want us to stay in the fight, they got to support us. Roger, thank you so much. Come on again soon, all right? Come to Austin.
I like that idea because I need a big old steak. And by the way, Owen Schroyer, you got to pay off on that bet. And I didn't. It wasn't a hot dog, dude. It was a big old chop tomahawk steak.
What was the bet?
It was the outcome of the congressional elections.
Oh, yeah, you were right. All right, take care. There goes Roger. Speaking of that, look, folks, you want to keep us in the fight? We're here. We got great products you already need. Get the InfoWars in your shirt, red on navy blue shirt. That is just very simple but very popular shirt. Looks great, especially the more you wear it. It's one of those shirts that looks better over time. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com for $19.95, and that keeps the broadcast on the air. A lot of other new T-shirts, by the way, on the site. But I've been so busy, I haven't promoted. And again, you can find a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find stuff at 50percentoff.com. That's words, not numbers. 50percentoff.com, that's one word. You can find DNA Force Plus for 50% off. You can find BrainForce Ultra for 50% off. They're not 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So there's always going to be InfoWars products over there, a lot of other great products, for 50% off. It's not my site, but it's a friend's site. It's really great. 50percentoff.com. All right, Owen Schroyer takes over.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.